Hello, welcome back to another episode of Money Dojo. This is Xavier speaking, and today I wanted to go over different ways you can save money on purchasing a new or used car. So, I really want to go over just the part of different ways you can save money on a car you want to purchase in the near future. As you probably already noticed, it is high out the get out for new and used cars when it comes to buying and purchasing a car in 2023. And it's only going to get worse, sadly, in 2024 with the feds working real hard to avoid deflation. And it's just making it where people prices have gone down from 2020 to 2021 to now, but at the same time it's still high, and it's just really difficult trying to play those games. So let's go over different ways you can save money on that new car that you need. First, figure out what you can afford. Figuring out what you can afford and coming up with a game plan. Because me personally, I am not a believer of financing. If you can save your money up for a year or two and get yourself in whoopty, it don't have to be nothing great. It don't have to be that fancy car. It is something that's going to get you to point A to point B. Not at the same time. Keep in mind, you don't want to get you a buggy or something like that. Something that just going to break in a year or two. You want to get something that's going to be reliable. And at the same time that you can maybe fix or you do the calculation of how much all this is going to cost you. And if you do the math and this is doing your reviews to the point where you're seeing what issues other people been having with this car. This car transmission go out in these few mileage, or this been going on with the car. This been having this recall, that recall. Doing your research to the point where you know ins and out. You know what type of engine it is, what type of oil it is. With the tires, how much it costs for you to get new tires, all of these things, doing your research on all the expenses and costs of this car. And once you put the calculations in there, all right, this is how much it's going to cost on top of what the purchase of the car is. That's when you know the true value of how much everything's going to cost, and also knowing how much it would be with your insurance. Having a plan set out of how much everything's going to cost. Once you have that plan set out, now you know what you can afford. You can save money up for, you know, a year or two to buy this car outright. Or if you're in a situation where I need a car today, once again, I don't believe it, because the more bills you create, the less opportunities you have for yourself to save money and invest it in other things that can get you set up for the future. But overall, if you're in a situation where you had to finance your own car, get into, trying to figure out what's best. Don't go crazy with it. Just find something that's going to be idea. And I always recommend, when it comes to financing, go through your local bank or your credit union. They usually offer better deals and give you more opportunity. And I want to go back to the whole financing thing. Financing, if you're running a business, anything like that, then, you know, that's going to be another story for another topic for another day. But it is benefits when it comes to financing your vehicle. But if you're in a situation where you don't have the funds and you're trying to get yourself close and close out of that rat race, you want to avoid financing as much as possible, because you're in the business of trying to save money and to make that money make money. And instead of trying to create more bills for yourself, so instead of you able to save X, now you're saving less than that. So that's one thing. The other thing is going to Facebook Market and Craigslist to find yourself your car. A lot of times you're gonna find some sneaky deals that goes on there. Some you gotta be very careful. And I usually, if I purchase something online, I'm always trying to, on Craigslist or Facebook Market, I always try to make sure that I'm in a public area and a place where something weird or funny going on, it's in a public area. I would do something as close as far as doing it in a police parking lot, doing a transaction there. because there's going to be a highly less chance that that person's going to be able to do it. But in a place where they're going to have some type of security or police officer there where you can purchase that particular car, and you know, make sure that you got the right, you know, paperwork, title, all these other things. And from there, you can find yourself some really good deals when it comes to purchasing a car in 2023. The last one is really just piggybacking from my first one, is making sure if you have the finance, making it known that you can go about and get you some pretty good deals. And knowing the lingo and understanding what the car salesperson is doing when it comes to them trying to get you a car, because they're going to try to add on all these extra things and sometimes try to force you to do financing with them. But overall, you're going to want to avoid that, because a lot of times with them, they're going to charge you more interest. They're going to want you to put more down. They're going to want you to do all these other things on pay for gap, all these additional services on there where you don't necessarily need it, or you can get it cheaper somewhere else. And that's where you want to go to your, once again, your local bank, do your financing there. If you have a car to trade in, try to negotiate that after everything is done. You don't want to make that the first thing, because at that point they're gonna try to go about and hassle you already at the beginning. I gonna give you that for 500. You want to do that right after you get to the point of financing, and also doing some research, knowing how to sell, because you're gonna have to learn how to sell when it comes to this. Because if you go to a dealer, or even going to Craigslist or Facebook marketing, figuring out, doing the research, like I said, the first part, doing your research on the car, what the value of the car, the repair, how much it costs to repair the car, all these other things. Once you do a calculation of that and you see that they're charging you a premium for something that's not worth premium, try to negotiate. And that's the last thing when it comes to the list, negotiating the price of the car. If you feel and you see that someone else is getting it cheaper, or they sold it, someone had that same car cheaper somewhere else, or it was sold cheaper somewhere else, you can go by and negotiate that and say, hey, I found this car was going for this price. I know for a fact I can get it, and try to get it down as much as possible. It's a lot of videos that you can find on YouTube where they go over tactics on how to negotiate your car to a more affordable price. So that's one of the quick and easy ways for you to save money. One is doing your research, understanding like how much it's going to cost you when it comes to repairs, everything when it comes to your repair, when it comes to the car, figuring out if you are going to finance, how much it's going to cost for you to finance that particular car, making sure that you're using your local bank, credit union, to get this loan set up for yourself. Second thing, using affordable platforms like Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace to purchase your car. And the third thing is negotiating your price when it comes to everything. Negotiating it from the price of the car, any extra fee that they try to add on to it. I would even negotiate from the banking and seeing that's the best deal that they can give you for the finance part of it. You want to negotiate from your loan to your auto loan. You want to negotiate from there to all the way to the price of the car, anything that they want to add or put this on there. You want to negotiate all that, because if you can get yourself a cheaper a less extreme APR on that auto loan, the more easier you can get out of that loan and get back to saving money, and also going from the car, the less you're able to spend on the car if you do go to a dealership. Now, if you do go to a dealership, or you can do this on Craigslist and Facebook marketing, I recommend it. You can do it though. But overall, you can definitely go about and save yourself some money when it comes to negotiating these deals. Because you can come out a car going from, if you go to a dealer, a car going for $25,000, and you realize that they added this, put this, put that, and it's not really worth the value what they're saying, or they can take it off the car, or you see someone else offering that car for $20,000 to $19,000, you can save yourself $5,000 to $6,000 right there, easy. And that's less money that you had to come out of pocket and more money for you to be able to save. You just save yourself $5,000 to $6,000 right there by just negotiating. And it's a very nerve-wracking thing, and it's uncomfortable. But at the same time, if you're in the business of trying to save money and make money, you're going to want to do whatever it takes for you to be able to save that extra dollar if you can. Well, this is another Money Dojo. I appreciate the patience and the viewership in these particular podcasts. Thank you so much. I hope I was able to provide you any value and service. If you have any other questions or what topic you want me to go over, please make sure that you share and provide it to me. Peace and love.